Actually, the president yesterday made a reshuffle, which is a normal one in the SPLA, appointing me, in the first place promoting me to the rank of general, and then appointing me as the SPLA chief of general staff. I would like in the first place to thank the president for this confidence that he has given to me. I know it's a difficult task, given the fact that the country is in conflict by itself, but making use of our good human resource, my colleagues behind here, I believe that they are right people who will be posted in the right places and will be able to manage the situation and who will exit from this conflict. So I would like to assure our people that the situation now is calmed, is normal, and given the fact that we have the responsibility constitutionally as the army of this nation to protect the people and the territorial integrity. So I don't think it's something which is actually new, but it is a routine work which happens within the army, in the SPLA, like in other armies in the region and beyond. So I'm just here to assure our people that the situation is normal. The issue of the armed groups is in the agreement. So whether you want it or not, then you don't need them. You don't need them. So we are going to deal with them based on what is in the agreement. I think for you to implement the agreement, then you need to really go through the security arrangements. That's very key. But for us in the army, I think we have made a lot of progress. We put in the bodies that are supposed to be actually taking their shape right away from the very beginning. One of them is the Joint Military Ceasefire Commission, that is the JMCC, which is operational. It is operational. That body is actually responsible for the command of the forces and many other issues that are connected with the command of the forces, issues including the cantonments. But only one element that is now the problem. I think those who negotiated the agreement brought together the parties to sign the agreement. They know very well that you cannot implement this agreement without you having funds, money. You need resources. But these people decided to sit back. They are not actually willing to support the government of South Sudan for the government to be able to implement key areas within the agreement. So basically, the role remains with the international community and the region, which was supposed to be actually supporting from the day one the implementation process by giving financial support to the government of South Sudan. So basically, when you come to the technical aspect of the agreement, then we have made a lot of progress. We made a lot.